Hello and welcome to the Decibel Boost Podcast, the official music podcast of the website Surreal Resolution. I'm your host, Robert, and I'm only now understanding the difference between adding to multipliers and, well, multiplying them. Goddamn polychrome! And with me, I have...
A new year has begun. I'm not expecting much.
And...
Ow! Oh, you woke me again.
Don't look at me. I got him off my couch this time.
Yeah, that would be my cat.
Oh.
You're sleeping in his spot.
Wait. I'm still sleeping in the cat. Wait, the cat. Couch.
Dude, cats sit everywhere. If they fit, they sit. It's like the fundamental rule of cat.
Okay, well... Okay, buckle on here for the past, I don't know how many days. What the fuck is today? It is January the... Well, damn.
Yeah, anyway. I don't want to think about that. For now, at least. But yeah, here we are, episode 376. How did everyone's holiday break treat them?
Oh, boy. Not well. All I'm going to say is it was a little bit rough on my end. If any of you know what the term ideation means in a certain aspect involving, let's just say, a fucked up brain like I have, yeah, it was not a very easy break for me for my birthday or Christmas, and that kind of sucked. I'm fine right now, though. One small step and day at a time, and, yeah, in order to combat my ever-growing internal crises of the world around me, I bought a Steam Deck.
Nice.
Ew.
Yeah, that is my one gift to myself, and a very expensive one, but hey, I can use it to play all sorts of cool games now, mostly just Balatro. By the way, Rob, you are a math major, right?
Yeah, I'm a math major. I didn't say I okay. read. I had so good reading comprehension.
that's how multipliers work. You form a line and it goes through the order of operations.
It's like when I remember a point where I saw that specific final blind where it's like, oh, flip over, shuffle the jokers. I'm like, why would shuffling the jokers matter? And then when I finally realized, oh, so that's what my scores are. Look, at least I know how to improve my scores in the, oh, wait, right, I forgot. I forget if I explained this, but there's this rule we have in the house now where I'm not allowed to say the name of that game without paying out into basically a swear jar.
So... I would
and say. Apparently the walls are thin enough that my roommates can hear me, as we have learned several times in 2024.
So they can hear you, but not us.
Well, yeah, because I have my headphones in.
Yeah. So, yeah, Steam Deck. It's a very fun piece of gaming tech that I enjoy, and I would have bought a lot of cool games on there, except for the fact that I forget how days work, and I forgot when the Steam sale ended. It ended the day I wanted to buy all my games, so I have to wait for the next sale to come. Damn it.
Yeah, be like that. Anyway, I'm Mark. What about you?
My holiday has been usual. Like, I have one gift that I am using right now, and that is wireless headphones. These are nice. Meaning, I can now listen to the shit without having to worry about wires, and I can as of right now, I'm sitting down right now, and you can see me. I'm walking around my room, and you probably don't hear me right now. And right now, I'm going back here, and you can hear me right now. Yeah, I can do that. Now.
Actually, it was picking you up as you were walking around the room.
Oh, well, good. Good, so yeah, So I can now spin around my chair without having to worry about or stuff like that.
I mean, unless you spin around too much and get dizzy. Like, what's that one shit post? Like, Mr. Bond, I've been expecting. Oh shit!
Mr. Bond, I've been expecting. Okay, stop spinning. Get this cat off me. Wait, hold up. No, we're going down. I mean, the cat's sick too. Yep, you have to catch dizzy now. It's also kind of high.
That's cool. Yeah, let's do a club on that.
Yeah. Other than that, it's just the usual with, let's see, work, and it's cold. Like, it's about to be very, very cold.
Oh, God, the cold. Yeah, I know a thing or two about the cold, because, as for my holiday, I took quite a bit of time off and went to visit family in North Carolina. So much cold.
Yeah, it's been cold.
Now, it was a decent visit overall. It did kind of suck because one of the things I was really looking forward to was the fact that my partner was also visiting their family elsewhere in North Carolina, and we were going to be like about an hour apart. So we were like, okay, maybe we'll take a day out to see each other. Her flight gets delayed. Well, not delayed, canceled.
She
has to rebook, and she had to fly in on the day that we were supposed to hang out, which unfortunately means that all her time was spent hanging out with her family and we did not get to see each other. That sucked.
Eep.
Yeah, but, you know, otherwise it was all right. There was a lot of good food had, you know, home cooking, Biscuitville. I also tried Bojangles for the first time.
Ooh.
I don't know what kind of alchemy they're working on those biscuits, but holy shit.
Yeah, yep. They're good, aren't they?
God fucking damn.
Especially the blueberry ones.
Get the biscuits at breakfast next time. They're even better.
Oh, I did. I got, like, the breakfast biscuit and everything with the chicken.
Ah, good.
Chef's kiss. As for the gifts and stuff that I got, well, there was a Domino's gift card, a collection of Game of Thrones-themed hot sauces, several volumes of Black Lagoon to continue my collection.
Oh, nice.
I also got The Legend of Zelda Echoes of Wisdom and Metaphor ReFantazio. You know, that other thing that was nominated for Game of the Year that wasn't, it starts with B and rhymes with Schmalatro.
The walls are thin.
I'm just thinking, like, that one joke from, like, Smiling Friends. What about the economy and my patience? It's running thin, buddy. Paper thin like these walls. That lives in my head rent-free. And, what else? Oh, since I also had quite a bit of downtime, I decided to get in at least one show binge while I was, you know, just relaxing and doing not much of anything. And I, of course, finally decided to watch all of Gravity Falls.
Oh.
That was a lot of fun. Also, I fucking love Grunkle Stan, that magnificent bastard. And speaking of gifts to myself, when I got back home, I decided to treat myself to some reading material on New Year's Eve, and I decided to purchase The Book of Bill. Bill Cipher, you absolutely terrify me. But yeah, this is a super fun read. Like, you need to get it just because of how much it, like, the jokes, so much of it are based on the fact that it is, in fact, a book, and it's just Bill Cipher fucking with you. Like, there's jokes about Colleen Ballinger's YouTube apology.
Oh.
There's a point where he gets so pissed at you for trying to learn about his weaknesses that Bill turns this into The Great Gatsby for 5 pages. There is quite a lot of gruesome, gory imagery.
Ew.
There's the implication that Bill Cipher has fucked your mom. Also the implication that he is the biological father of Phineas from Phineas and Ferb. And many, many other things. In fact, real quick, just off the cuff while I have the book in my hands. Guys, pick a number between 1 and 22.
4.
7.
All right, I heard Mark say 4. So, according to Bill, this is how you will die. Shockingly assassinated while simply trying to ride in your motorcade through Dallas with the roof down in the year 1963. And, Alex, what number did you say?
7.
You'll finally wear that whimsical flower crown you've been eyeing all summer. You will be devoured by hummingbirds.
Awesome. I can't wait.
In case you're wondering, I chose number 11, which was, your subscription to the Poison of the Month Club will prove all too satisfactory. See, I knew that thing was going to work. But yeah, fucking hilarious read. Like, especially, this really is like something made for people who like grew up on the show back in the day and are like, you know, fucking weird 20-somethings now.
Yeah, it's definitely catered to the adult fan, which I enjoy more than the usual bits of random tchotchkes.
Also, I also saw a couple of movies. First of all, I finally sat through, in full, The Nightmare Before Christmas. No one told me Jack Skellington gets shot out of the sky by the U.S. military in that movie. Holy shit. Bro, they don't fuck around. But yeah, that was a pretty fun watch. You know, awesome tunes, cool animation. Could have used more Oogie Boogie, though. Like, for as cool as he is, like, as a character, he's in less of it than I thought he was going to be. And speaking of movies, I also saw what the kids call peak fiction in the form of Hundreds of Beavers.
Oh, yes.
Old school Looney Tunes mixed with classic Nintendo game logic. It is beautiful. It is. This is art, people. Yeah, that was a good time. And, what else? Can't really think of much else aside from that type of stuff. You have no idea, like, if they ever somehow bring Bojangles all the way down to here, I am fucking, like, just, I am never moving out of that kitchen.
I think they'd kick you out first.
They have to pry those biscuits from my cold, dead hands.
They probably punch you first, then kick you out. They punch you more.
No. That would be at Waffle House.
I'm still eating the biscuits, motherfucker. Oh, shit, I almost forgot. I did at least get a gift from my partner, though. They got me Cult of the Lamb. And I am now in the middle of building up a very nice cult of cute little animals. Why do I have to clean up so much shit, though? Like, if you have not played that game, that is, you do have to maintain a lot of aspects of your cult. And yes, that's one of them, cleaning up vomit and shit. I saw a pile of shit that was at least twice as large as the actual character models. How does that even work? I'm going insane here, people.
Shit.
Exactly! Anyway, at the very least, that Heavy Metal Covers EP is making more sense to me now. But, yeah, that was pretty much about it. But now we move on to the usual business. We're just getting a little bit warmed up here, so only a small amount of songs and a couple news topics. So, how are we going to kick off the 2025 year? Is it going to be some groundbreaking new announcement? Some left-wing swerve? Some big pop icon? No, it's one of our usual traditions. The Alchemist O'Clock.
Yep. And it starts off with something that came out, a week ago Tuesday, so technically it's the last thing he did for 2024. And considering he had a good 2024, I mean, I have a bunch of good projects, and of course, produced one of the most visceral rap discs of the year. And yes, if I ought to write those disses, Beat the Grass number 1. So, new song called Floppy Disk, which, well, it's about floppy disks, because we're in the video, he has these different floppy disks, like, which I kind of know because, like, most producers do, like, at least way back in the day, like, in the 90s, they always use floppy disks to, you know, to keep stuff safe, which I didn't notice that for a bit because I was watching that Wu-Tang show the one time. I noticed that Young Wiz was saving stuff on floppy disks, which, okay, that makes sense, which, okay, that makes sense, which, okay, oh. course, you know, basically, like, do an ode to the, you know, ode to the thing, like, doesn't have this, like, in stores, like, have over this, just very, like, very groove, this very looping groove that I want to say it is, like, okay, it's just sort of psychedelic, maybe psychedelic, kind of like that, but in a way, the way that I can make out, but yeah, it's deliberately, like, you know, bring, you know, it's in track, very short too, and okay, then of course they have a little DJ premiere in the beginning, which about, you know, people use something just to, you know, make it beats, which I was thinking, well, yeah, back then they used that shit.
Yeah. God, we're old.
Yeah, we are. Sounds good.
So, on the topic of being old, I can bring in a very, very, very old reference here. So, we can copy that floppy?
I feel like I should know what that is.
It was something from the 90s. Anti-piracy concerns with computer technology.
Uh-huh.
A very cringy rap. Crash Thompson mentioned in one of his videos a long time ago.
Ah, the cringe. Anyway, moving on to the next track here. Looks like we have some new material from Your Old Droog. Of course, last year he had an album called Movies. Or I think it might have been just called Movie. And supposedly he might have something new coming out this year. I mean, I say supposedly. I'm not surprised. Have you seen how much this guy pulls off? And if I'm reading the article right, it might possibly be titled Yod Serling.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
Rod Serling.
Yeah.
Ah.
Laugh!
Oh, yeah. And, okay, I'm going to comment where they say, looking forward to Yod hit the queen and just built my hot yod. The possibility is aim this.
I understood that. Right.
Or, but yet, and Yah we trust. Or, and Yah we trust, all this all pay cash. Okay, yeah.
Yod's okay, burgers.
Okay, it was a song released around, well, Christmas. So, if Christmas, you get a. You get your old Juke track with Suspects, produced by Edan, on a track like, I know, like, it does what I kind of always like in hip hop songs, like, it's basically like a story track, basically robbery going down, which sounds kind of got this very old sample, which sounds like this very 60s, 70s crime, I mean, like 70 crime shit going on, which I can definitely say, okay, this sounds kind of tight. Yeah, there's a sample in there, which I don't know because, well, two things, I don't know, sample snitch, and two, I don't know what the sample is, so I can't snitch on it, that I don't know, so yeah. This is about robbery happening, some shit happening, and then, well, you know, hence, suspects and all this shit going down, which I was kind of digging, like, all right, whatever he got cooking up with, whatever projects he's doing with Yod Serling, Yod Trust, or Yod don't make mistakes, or when the Yod damn, or I don't know. So much Yod.
So much. Now, moving on to the next track here. So, not too long ago, the metal world caught wind of a band based out of New Delhi, fittingly named Bloodywood. Now, they have been around for a while, since, like, at least the mid-2010s. Most of their early stuff was kind of like metal covers of pop stuff, before they started striking out on their own with more original stuff. Their second studio, specifically, in 2022, was the one that seemed to get a lot of attention. Apparently became the first Indian metal album/band to chart on Billboard, got a lot of sales on Bandcamp, And I eventually got around to it, but I thought it was a fun listen overall. It talks about a lot of serious subject matter while belting out songs that sound like, you know, pretty solid WWE jock jam metal mixed with Indian folk influence. So now it looks like the band is gradually rolling out new material, possibly for a new album this year. There was a song that came out a couple months ago that I think I forgot to actually put in the thing when it came out. Damn it. But now we have their newest single that came out, you know, in the interim of us on break, called Beckauf. Beckauf? I'm probably saying that wrong, but it translates to Fearless, and funnily enough, features a guest appearance by none other than Baby Metal.
Hey!
I wonder if I'm listening, now that I'm thinking about it, with all these compilations, well, collaborations, that's the word I was looking for, are we gonna get Metal Galaxy 2? That almost seems like what Baby Metal's vibe is at this point with all their recent tracks. I can only dream.
You never know. You never know.
And of course, fittingly, the song is accompanied by an anime-as-fuck music video depicting both bands fighting against evil anime demons and stuff. It's a fun watch, and the song is also very fittingly appropriate for the like video itself. It's got a lot of adrenaline-fueled riffs and grooves, a pretty catchy synth line, and the kind of melodic cadences that are very fitting of, like, you know, anime, metal, AMVs and shit. It's a fun time.
So, like, this is Indian anime new metalcore. This is freaking dope. I had a lot of fun with this. And there are a few lines that really stand out to me in the song, the lyrics. This fear will never own us. I kill it with the Patronus. We spirit bombing these motherfuckers and taking the bonus. That's pretty hard. And it's a fine centerpiece of a really, really fun song and video. And of course, it ends with a bleh. Because of course it does.
Bleh. Alright, now moving on to the last song here. So an important thing you need to know about me is that back when I was really getting into metal, one of the albums that absolutely had a vice grip on my psyche was The War Within by Shadows Fall. You can blame Guitar Hero 2 for that, but yeah, that was a damn great metal record in the 2000s. That was specifically 2004. I didn't get around to it until like 08, 09 or so. And by the time I was starting college, the band was kind of in their last years of their initial run before they went on an indefinite hiatus in 2014. They did get back together in 2021, ramping up their live appearances and discussing the possibility of new material. And now we know for a fact that that new album is on the horizon, as evidenced by us getting the first new single from the band in 12 years. The song is called In the Gray, and for the most part, things sound like they haven't skipped a beat. The 2000s metal energy is all there, from the double kick runs and D-beats to a lot of the really big grooves, the mix of nice chugging chords and thrashing tremolo runs and riffs. The chorus has that kind of really solidly catchy kind of fist-pumping vibe, and the vocals are still on point with the way they kind of mix and bounce back and forth between melodies and that usual, like, 2000s gruffness. That being said, I could have done without that whole section that was just constant pitch harmonics on the guitars. It's just a me thing. Like, okay, slight tangent. I remember someone once showing me, like, a really cringy-ass deathcore song that had those kinds of pinch harmonics in it, and that's all I think about when I hear that section. It's just kind of goofy sounding, but otherwise the rest of the song is pretty solid.
Shadows Fall. That's a name I haven't heard in a long, long time. A long time. Now, Children of Modern Metal, this is what us old 30-somethings grew up with in the mid-2000s. Heavy riffs and halftime breakdowns with octave chord choruses and the occasional pinch harmonic. Not that much, but once in a while. It's proof that if it isn't broke, you don't try to fix it. I have no idea what this means going forward, but I'd be down for an album.
Same here. But with that out of the way, let's move on to the couple of news topics that we have to talk about here. So, one of the important musical threads throughout the year 2024 was the two strands of Every Time I Die's post-breakup career. Of course, we had Keith Buckley with Many Eyes, which was lousy as hell. And then we had Everyone Else plus Greg Pucciato and Better Lovers, which you can tell how that went by the fact that that album was on my top 10 for the year. But apparently it seems like there's a third thread that we might not have thought about. Now, see, missing from all of these projects was, one Andy Williams, who seemed fit to spend his time furthering his wrestling career. But it seems like he's also decided that, might as well do some music stuff too while they're at it. So now we have timeline number 3. The band is called Atomic Rule. It consists of Andy Williams, Travis Bennington from the band Eternal Sleep, and Chris Maggio from bands like Trap Them and Wear Your Wounds, all of these being instrumentalists, but they're currently looking for a vocalist. At the moment, they only played one set so far. They did an instrumental set during, Better Lovers, Blissmas show last month, so, we obviously know who they fuck with. That's a pretty interesting tangent. So, in some of the announcements they were making, one of the things they said was that singers that want to audition, things to include when messaging. Years of music experience, years of singing experience, touring experience, must have a discography of things for us to listen to. If you have none of these, please don't bother. We're looking for someone to bring actual ideas to the table with composing music. We would like multidimensional singers, not just a screamer. DM us if you're interested.
So, definitely not Keith Buckley. Okay, I got it.
Or at least the Keith Buckley type.
Yeah. Like, maybe someone like... I'm not saying it has to be Greg Puciato, but somebody in the wheelhouse of Greg Puciato. That's the style they're looking for. And, yeah, I am certainly down for whatever these guys are cooking up.
Same here.
Yeah, count me in. Count me in, yeah.
Just make sure the guy you get isn't secretly a Jesus freak.
Yeah, that would certainly help.
And now for the last topic here, which is, I have a list in our notes just get a fucking hobby or something, Drake.
Again?
Oh, Aubrey fucking Graham, can you just stop?
So first,
you know it's bad when Justin Trudeau's going, yo, fuck this, I quit, I'm not dealing with this anymore. Mm. You're on your own, Aubrey, I'm not going to defend you.
Yeah. But, so first off, we have to provide an update on the legal action that Drake filed against UMG over losing the rap beef, which I can't say it better than Todd in the Shadows laughing his ass off in his year-end video. Just that soundbite says it all. But we actually did get a response from Spotify, of all people, because after all, they're the ones being implicated in all of this. So let me just read, first of all, what they said. This was a motion that was filed over the break in a Manhattan court. The streaming giant saying, well, their lawyer said, the predicate of petitioner's entire request for discovery from Spotify is false. Spotify and UMG have never had any such arrangement. What petitioner is seeking to do here is to bypass the normal pleading requirements and obtain by way of pre-action discovery that which it would only be entitled to seek were it to survive a motion to dismiss. The subversion of the normal judicial process should be rejected.
What?
And then, of course, Drake's legal team from the law firm Willie Farr and Gallagher. Oh, God, Gallagher. They said, it is not surprising that Spotify is trying to distance themselves from UMG's allegedly manipulative practices to artificially inflate streaming numbers on behalf of one of its other artists. Spotify and UMG have nothing to hide, and they should be perfectly fine complying with this basic discovery request. Okay, so I'm of two minds on this. First of all, as a fundamental rule of thumb, I never believe anything Spotify says about anything.
Obviously.
That part.
You can go through, just search Spotify on the site, see anytime we've talked about that godforsaken app, and you know why you shouldn't listen to them. But
because, say it with us, folks, Daniel Ek is a chode.
But part of the problem is that the thing is, they're absolutely correct about the payola thing. We established this in the last episode, the whole Scorpion debacle.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I know why they're trying to say they don't do it, because, like, if they would have to acknowledge, if they said, yeah, we did do payola, then someone would go after them like, oh yeah, I remember that shit you did with Drake's album. The one that apparently people were so pissed off about, they were demanding refunds on their Spotify subscriptions. Which I would too, Jesus Christ. But, like, this whole thing is so fucking stupid.
Yeah, I'll just say the response that Aubrey's legal team gave out, it basically fills the drill rule. I'm not owned. I'm not owned. I continue to insist as I slowly shrink and transform into a corn cob. Mm-hmm. Case in point, he has new music. It's fucking terrible.
All right, so here's what happened. So, apparently at some point, someone had leaked a freestyle that he recorded. It's called Fighting Irish. Appear on the YouTube channel of producer Conductor Williams.
Yeah, you know, Conductor. That guy.
It swiftly got deleted, air quotes, but the internet is forever, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So, several uploads have appeared. And this thing is, like, this must have been recorded recently because it's really raw sounding. Like it straight up sounds like there's no mixing or mastering done at all. It's just the raw vocal take and the beat.
No,
and apparently he's pissy at LeBron James.
Yeah, like, okay. Which, there's like, the world fell in love with the gimmicks. Even my bros got tickets. Seeing they love every minute. Jimmy, just know the shit got purple to us. It was just business. And that's behavioral patterns was always suspicious. Okay.
And the reason why? Well, what would you think would happen? What did LeBron James do to poor Aubrey Graham that he had to write a diss track about him? Yeah, apparently all that happened was that LeBron James really likes Not Like Us.
Yep.
Yeah. Just to tie this back to the whole, like, thing of the lawsuit, like, Drake, people just like this song. Like, yes, bots are all over the place and they always artificially inflate most songs, but this thing, but let me tell you a little anecdote. Okay, so when I was in North Carolina, most of the time when we were driving somewhere, it was my sister's car. She only ever had it set to one of the local pop stations, 100.3, Jubal, I think the DJ's name is. And several times, like at least once a day, when we were in that car, Not Like Us came on the radio. And the first time it happened, I chuckled to myself in the car. The family was in the car. I was like, oh, fucking Drake. And I guess, I don't know how much they all knew about the beef, but I heard my nephew, who's like 12 years old, the only things he really cares about are like YouTube and Roblox. He's like, oh yeah, didn't he tell Drake not to go to Cell Block 1? my 12-year-old Roblox playing nephew knows about this song. Game over, Drake. It's just a legitimate hit.
Yes. You are going to be a very, very sore loser. Like a really, really sore loser because this ain't 2015 anymore. Like, remember when you defeated Meek Mill and people coddling him for years and years and years and years and years? Yeah, you get the point. Now it's your turn to face that shit.
I don't think they make a car big enough for this clown.
Oh, and as Chris DeVille from Stereo Gump closed his piece with, as many online have pointed out, Drake has LeBron's face tattooed on his body.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Clearly he took that especially hard. Because he's a fucking weirdo who shouldn't hang out with underage girls. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yes, the same dude who talk about other rappers' wives or his ex's partners, yeah, does this shit. Yeah, it's not surprising.
Ah, jeez. You know, the year is still young. Drake could probably get somehow even more pathetic, but I doubt you can top this.
Yeah.
Wait until the Grammys happen.
Oh, right, yeah.
Oh, right, that's next month.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yep.
I might watch this year. Still got CBS, maybe still got Paramount Plus, so why not?
Yeah, so that covers the news for now. Again, kind of just dipping our feet and toes into things for the week. But we have one more thing to take care of here, and that is the new album releases for the week of January 10th, 2025. By the way, before we begin, probably worth pointing out that Boldy James dropped new stuff to start off the year.
Super Rich Games, by the way, in case you want to know that. The album title I'm trying to look up. Oh, yeah, Murder and Drug Traffic.
Yep, so the year's off to a pretty alright start, I say, as I look at these albums that we're getting this Friday. So, first of all, there's a new one from Tremonti with The End Will Show Us How. If you're into Stick to Your Guns, they have a new project out called Keep Planting Flowers. Apparently, Franz Ferdinand have a new album coming out this Friday called The Human Fear. And last, maybe at least, depending on how you look at it, Ringo Starr has a new album coming out called Look Up, and apparently it's a country album.
Okay. Maybe.
Sure, why not?
Okay, maybe we forgot what you did, like you did disco.
Ugh, God.
Drowning! Yeah.
Yeah, but now it's time to clean house and get the hell out of here. So, Alex, where can you be found on the internet?
On the Sky Blue, whatever you call it, platform. Xander's Thoughts, that's whatever. I just put stuff up there whenever I feel like it. And everywhere else, no, not really. Too many bad people in charge, so, yeah.
Yeah. Mark, what about you?
Hey, Blue Sky Metamedia on my site, myhyper1.com. As you can see, it's January, meaning it's anime season, meaning I'm looking up the new shit that came out, you know, this time. Okay, really good shit. My marriage is back again. I like that shit. And that one anime about anime dying due to bad work environment. Wait a minute, that, by the way.
We don't need to look up all that. What's a MAPPA? I've never heard of them before in my life. And as for me, you can find me on Blue Sky Instagram at Rob Barracuda. You can email me, robert@sewerresolution.com, for questions, comments, concerns, and inquiries. Be sure to follow us on Blue Sky. Visit the website, sewerresolution.com, for written articles, this podcast, podcast Q&A, all that good stuff. Of course, be sure to jump into our Discord server as well, so you can be immediately notified whenever anything new goes up there. Well, that'll about do it for this introductory 2025 episode. We will attempt to survive the year. Well, you can't kill us that easily. So, yeah. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your week. And until next time, remember, reality is an illusion. The universe is a hologram. Buy gold. Bye!